السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج، وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. الحمد لله، we have just completed the month of Ramadan, which is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which was occasion and season for khairat, for good deeds, from fasting to qiyam, i'tikaf, sadaqah, and many other aspects of amal. As soon as we finished the month of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jalla has opened another door, which is the door of Hajj. Al-Hajj Ashhurun Ma'lumat. Hajj has known and selected month. So Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah. These are the month of Hajj. Yani a person can literally put on ihram from now for Hajj if he wants. Obviously people can travel, people can prepare, that is there. But actually ihram can also be started. Because Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah, this is the month of Hajj. So Allah Azza wa Jal did not want to have any gap between the A'mal. We finished the A'mal of Siyam, which is a great rukun from the Arkan of Islam. And now Allah Azza wa Jal started the season of Hajj. The A'mal of Hajj, they take place in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, from Yawm al-Tarwiyah, which is the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah. 8th of Dhul-Hijjah is the time when people go from Makkah to Mina, and then people go from there to Arafat, and then from Arafat to Muzdalifah, and then back to Mina, and then to Makkah, and then back to Mina again, and we know the rest. So the actual A'mal of Dhul-Hijjah, the actual A'mal of Hajj, they are in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. But the season of Hajj, it starts from Shawwal. And perhaps the wisdom, Allah knows best, is not to have any gap. So we finish one thing and start another rukun from the Arkan of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Hajj in another place in the Quran. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And for Allah, yani for the sake of Allah, upon people, yani obligatory upon the people. So, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is obligatory upon the people, Hijjul Bayti, to perform Hajj of the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now, it is obligatory upon the people. Is it for everybody? مَنْ اِسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. For those who can travel, and those who have capability of traveling. Capability is of two types. One is financial capability, that a person can afford to travel. A person has enough money to travel for Hajj and to support himself during Hajj, and to support the family back home while performing Hajj. So a person who has this capability, Hajj is obligatory upon him. But there is another istita'a, which is the istita'a of badan, that a person physically should be healthy. So a person who is too ill to travel, well, Hajj is not obligatory upon him. If it is not safe to travel, God forbid, you know, if it is a dangerous situation, sometimes there are wars, right, there are disasters, etc. So if it is not safe to travel, again, for such people, Hajj will not be obligatory. But people who don't have any udhr and don't have any excuse, Allah Azza wa Jalla has obliged them to perform Hajj. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, upon people, yani obligatory upon people, to perform the Hajj of the house, مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, those who can travel. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it every year that we perform Hajj, that we have to perform Hajj every year? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in some narrations it is mentioned that he remained silent. And then he said, if I would have said yes, then it could have become obligatory every year. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him that authority. Whatever he would say, it will become sunnah, it will become tradition, it will become the commands, from the commands of Islam. So he said, if I would have said yes, it would have become obligatory. But no, it is not every year, it is once. Once in your lifetime. If a person performs Hajj once in his lifetime, after becoming baligh, after becoming mature, the faridah of Hajj is done. The obligation of Hajj is done. Obviously, after performing the faridah of Hajj, if you want to do the nafl Hajj, you are most welcome. Because there is no restriction. The more you can do, the better. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged Muslims to perform Hajj and Umrah. There is misconception some people have that you already have done Hajj, why are you doing it again? You already have done Umrah, why are you doing it again? And many people think that it is waste of money, wal-iyadu billah, or waste of time, wal-iyadu billah, which is very, rude. If you look at it, how many times you visit your family? Once in your lifetime. How many times should a person visit his mom or his dad? Or his uncles and aunties? Well, people like to visit them as many times as possible. And nobody would say, why you're going to Pakistan every year? It is waste of money. Nobody would say, why you're going to Hyderabad every year? It's waste of money. Nobody would say that. Forget about visiting your mom and dad. How many times people go on a holiday? Summer holiday, winter holiday, spring holiday, right? This break, that break, small break, big break, vacation, once for your wife, another for the children, another, oh, because my friends, they are going there, I'm going there. And nobody says, it is waste of money. People say, no, you should take break. You should enjoy yourself. And you should take your children. Let them enjoy. Is it not the haqq of Allah Azza wa Jal? Is it not the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we visit the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? That we visit the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can people say that without, considering anything? Visiting the house of Allah Azza wa Jal is a sign of Iman, is a sign of love for Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is no limit to that. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal, out of His mercy and for the ease for the people, Allah did not oblige every year. Allah Azza wa Jal did not oblige every year. And that is for the purpose of ease. مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal did not make any haraj, any difficulty in the religion, because if it become every year, which could have been, then we would have to work all year to save money to go for Hajj. And then you come back from Hajj, again you start saving money for Hajj. Right? Allah could have done that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Azza wa Jal did not do so. So, that ease is there. But it does not mean that if you have performed one Hajj, you cannot do another Hajj. It does not mean if you have performed one Umrah, you cannot do another Umrah. No. In fact, in clear ahadith it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged Muslims to perform Hajj. And he actually mentioned the benefit, which is very strange, and which is a secret from the secrets of Allah Azza wa Jal. تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الذنوب كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد. And in some narrations, ينفيان الفقر. Perform Hajj and Umrah one after another. تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة. متابعة is, you know, تباعا. You do it one after another. Do it one after another. You have done Hajj, well, get ready for Umrah. Have done Umrah, get ready for Hajj. Why? Because they wipe out and they move and they remove the sins. The way, you know, this thing that blows the dust away, the Iron Man uses. The people who do the iron work, they would have a little tool to blow the dust away. The way that blows the dust away from the iron, Hajj and Umrah, they also remove the sins. And in some narrations, Hajj and Umrah, they move the poverty away. Hajj and Umrah, they move the poverty away. If you don't want to become poor, then do Hajj. If you do not want to become poor, then do Umrah. If you want to become wealthy, do Hajj. If you want to become wealthy, do Umrah. In fact, the more Hajj you do, the wealthier you will get. The more Umrahs you do, the wealthier you get. How? Allah knows. Do it and you will see. It all depends on the sincerity. How is it possible that somebody loves Allah Azza wa Jal and visits his place, and somebody loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and visits the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and comes back empty handed? How is that possible? It is not possible. If somebody loves Allah Azza wa Jal and sincere in his love, there is no intention of showing off. There is no intention of riya, because Hajj can also become riya. And Umrah can also become riya. And it is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, that it will become business. It will become just a trip, a journey, tourism. It is mentioned that it will become tourism. So if somebody is going there to take as many photos as possible to upload, right? Every step of the way, there is a photo people take. I have been here, I have been there. The time when they should make dua, that time is spent in taking photos. The time, the place where somebody should be crying, people are busy making phone calls, video calls. Look where I am. Look, I am here, I am there. Where did you go over there to make a phone call? Or to tell people I am here? Or did you go there to benefit from the blessing and from the barakah of the time and barakah of the place? If somebody goes with that intention, Allah knows what he will get out of it. But if a person performs Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hajj and Umrah will wipe out the sins. And Hajj and Umrah, they will remove the poverty. You don't have to be wealthy to do Hajj. If you are sincere, Allah will make it easy. If you are sincere and if you really want, Allah will make it easy. One of the mashayikh told me, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, who is the author of Fadail al-A'mal, he used to go for Hajj every year. And even if he does not have the money, he will borrow the money to go for Hajj. Obviously, this is, you know, everybody's level is different. Our level of Iman is different. And their level of trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla is different. Because if you borrow the money with the intention of paying it back, Allah will facilitate for that. If we borrow the money and we don't have the intention, that is something else. But if you borrow the money and you have the intention of paying it back, Allah will make it happen. But obviously you have to know yourself and you have to be reasonable. So as the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he used to borrow money for Hajj and he used to go for Hajj. And then he will come back and he will slowly pay off. And then the time for the next Hajj will come. And again, khalas, he will go. Another amazing thing I have heard, that because, you know, he was a great alim, muhaddith, and also one of the pious people. And people used to love him. So many people used to like doing Hajj with him. So people used to say, can I come with you for Hajj? He would say, yes, with one condition. If you want to come with me for Hajj, you can, with one condition. That all the expense is upon me. So he used to take care of the expense of the people who used to do Hajj with him. How? Allah knows. A alim who met with Hazrat Shaykh Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he told me directly that sometimes about 200 people would be with him. So this is the meaning that Hajj and Umrah, they remove the poverty. He is taking care of the expense. Because when you go for Hajj, there is a lot of expense involved, right? If you want to feed these 200 people every day, just imagine, you want to take them from Mina to Arafah and to, from there to here. So Hajj and Umrah, these are the sha'air of Islam. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given you enough money to travel and you don't have any debts, don't wait to go for Hajj with your wife. If you have enough money that you can go and your wife can go, that's very good. But if your wife has enough money to go for Hajj, Hajj becomes obligatory upon her. As long as she can have a mahram with her. Women cannot do Hajj without mahram. So either her husband should go with her, her father can go with her, her brother can go with her. Or her son, if the son is old enough, her son can go with her. But Hajj is obligatory upon her independently, without considering whether the husband has been obliged or not. Likewise, if Hajj is obligatory upon the man, it is obligatory upon him, without considering whether Hajj is obligatory upon the wife or not. Many people delay Hajj. No, actually, I want to do this after this. I want to do this after this. I want to do this after Hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Falyata'ajjal," that whoever intends to do Hajj, well, he should do it sooner. We should do it sooner than later. And if a person dies without Hajj, and Hajj becomes obligatory upon him, and he kept delaying without performing Hajj, and until he dies, there is a great warning for such people. In some hadith it is mentioned, فَلْيَمُتْ إِنْ شَاءَ يَهُودِيًّا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًّا. Let him die, whether he dies as a Yahudi or as a Nasrani. If he does not care to perform Hajj, then it doesn't matter whether he dies as a Yahudi or as a Nasrani. And towards this, there is indication in the Quran, in the ayah which I have recited, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah has mentioned about the obligation of Hajj. And then Allah says, whoever disbelieves, then Allah is not in need of the whole world. Now, whoever disbelieves, where is the mention of belief? So that somebody disbelieves. This disbelief is mentioned after Hajj. Meaning, if a person does not care about Hajj, that is like disbelieving. If a person does not care about Hajj, that is like disbelief. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq to perform Hajj and Umrah. Umrah is Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Hajj, if you are capable of performing Hajj, Hajj is obligatory. Hajj is wajib. Hajj is fard. And Hajj is one of the great arkan of Islam. So if you have enough money, the first thing you do is perform Hajj. And when you go perform Hajj, you can also perform Umrah. Why not? In fact, you know, like you can learn from the ulama that you can perform Hajj and Umrah together. There is tamattu' that you perform Umrah and then you wait for Hajj. Right? Or you can do Qiran. You know, in one ihram, you can perform Umrah and Hajj together. Obviously, the details, inshallah, we can learn. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.